Al, you've been at Lords today for the first day of the Lords Test, of course, England against Australia. England have closed on 289 for 7. Would you say that's sort of even Stevens, or would you think one team will be a bit happier in the dressing room?
Well, exactly that, JP. If I was in the England dressing room, I wouldn't be as happy, I think, as the Australians. Having said that, Australia would have been a little bit miffed that they didn't do as well in the afternoon session. But at the end of the day, I think the Australian dressing room would be the happier one.
Yes, the first session, I suppose, comprehensively Australia's. The second, England's, as they fought back through Jonathan Trott, Ian Bell, and then latterly Jonathan Bairstow. I mean, Ian Bell scored his second century in as many matches. Just that innings must have been one of the highlights of the day for you.
Yeah, I mean, Ian Bell, I mean, thank goodness for him from an England point of view. And also Johnny Bairstow staying with him and scoring a good 50 there. I think, you know, what was lacking with England was after, you know, both of them getting really set was both of them being out to what most people would describe as, you know, maybe a part-time bowler.
Yes, I was going to come on to Steve Smith. I mean, obviously Australia sort of shook their bowling attack up a bit, brought in Ryan Harris, who bowled very well in the early part of the day. I don't think many people would have thought, well, Stephen Smith, he's the one that's going to run through the England batting late in the day. What did you make of that? England will be quite disappointed with that, I would think.
Very much so. I think it was one of those things that when Ricky Ponting was captain, he used to throw the ball to Michael Clarke, ask him to bowl a bit of you know, left arm off spin, and he used to get a few wickets. I'm surprised he actually didn't to bring him on earlier, or indeed himself.
So 289 for 7, down to the lower order, and I think Tim Bresnan and James Anderson about. Where do you think England might be able to get up to tomorrow and really set to, you know, set Australia something difficult to overhaul?
Well, I think Australia would be disappointed if they don't bowl England out for under 350. And I think if England can get nearer 400, then they'll be in the driving seat. I think one of the great things about today, you know, just finishing off, John, is that we've seen here in the crowd a lot of ex-players from Australia and England. Jeff Thompson, Merv Hughes, Dean Headley, Derek Underwood, John Jameson. It's been one of those sort of days at Lords that are very memorable, and I know tomorrow there'll be, you know, a lot of other internationals here too. And not forgetting Tim Guttridge, who's played blind cricket for England, managed to catch up with him as well.